Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. This is part two of our discussion on natural skincare with skincare pioneer Karen Sinclair Drake. In part one, she was telling us a little bit about the Sofido Pro products and their rationale using all natural, gluten-free, chemical-free ingredients that are organic and wild-sourced. In part two, we're going to focus on some of the natural ingredients that make skin healthy. Welcome back, Karen. Karen, so tell us a little bit about now there are two separate product lines. First, you described a product line in part one, which is for natural. It's the daily care system, right, for ordinary skin, correct?
That's right. So Pure Daily System is really your everyday essentials that helps you to cleanse your skin, again, keeping skin mildly acidic. You've got a lovely antioxidant serum in there that in its first generation was nominated by Elle magazine as best natural anti-aging serum. So that's in there. And then the third step is a skin moisturizer. So everything you need to support your skin in a very healthy manner.
So you don't believe in like putting human placenta into these products? You know, you can go to. I sometimes wander onto the. You know, on my way up to the men's store in Saks, the first floor is just all cosmetics, and the products are they're exorbitantly expensive, but they have the most esoteric, exotic ingredients, and there's all this stuff about stem cell this and stem cell that, and you know, I hope I'm not getting ground up fetus in my rejuvenating skincare formula.
No, well, funnily enough, you know, we're big supporters of using natural wherever we can, but a couple of areas of science that we're kind of steering clear from is one, nanotechnology, primarily mainly for us, it hasn't really been proven safe yet. It hasn't been out in the market long enough for us to know what the effects are. You know, it's small size but big chance. So we're chosen and elected not to get involved in that. And, of course, the other area of science, which does carry some sort of, you know, ethical questions, is stem cell technology. And, in fact, naming no names, but there is a very, very big brand right now who is being sued because there is an ingredient in their particular line which is exorbitantly expensive, just under $300 for 1 ounce. Ooh. And it contains an ingredient called human fibroblasts.
Ooh.
And yeah, and they've even got Oprah Winfrey on the warpath who is asking for people to boycott this particular brand. And the origin of these particular from the foreskins of baby infant boys.
Oh boy.
So, yes. And again, these are the things, you know, which again, I'm not bashing on the company, but you know, there is ingredients in a lot of these products where there is not full transparency. And, of course, your average consumer, they have to worry about carcinogenic, mutagenic ingredients, gluten, GMOs, and then you're worrying about these other areas of science such as nanotechnology. America and Canada are the only two countries in the world that do not have to list GMOs on their labeling, and also they don't have to list nanotechnology either. So you don't know, honestly, what is in your products. And the other thing is in Europe, you have to have full transparency. So if you have an extract that's in there, and we make all of our own extracts on our 200-acre organic farm in Herefordshire.
By the way, there's the video that you – I saw a video of that production, and it's absolutely fabulous. It just looks like Eden there, you know, where these products are prepared with great care, and the beauty of the natural setting is just, you know, I think what we ought to do is we ought to send customers to the, you know, send them on a special tour.
We would love that. We've actually had some doctors who have gone out and visited already. So there's two farms.
I'm there. Please arrange the, you know, I'll get the tickets and I'll head out there.
It's done. Yeah, so again, it goes back to origin of ingredients, full transparency. And if you're someone that likes to know where your organic meat or your vegetables come from, people really need to start demanding the origin of ingredients, because that really scared so many doctors, because there's a tremendous amount of doctors who are carrying this particular brand and they had no clue, absolutely no clue. So, you know, one of the things that we do behind the scenes is we do offer this level of education. We have a database which we provide doctors so that they can ascertain whether or not a particular product is suitable and safe enough for their patients. But unlike EWG, Skin Deep, we go into much greater detail where we're basically embracing EU standards, Proposition 65, what's going on in New York. So that way you're getting up-to-date current information on every single one of those ingredients in these professional brands.
Well, okay, let's focus now on the other brand that we carry, which is for problem skin. And you know, I have to reveal that I have a little bit of a blind spot in my practice horizons, which is that my practice, I mean, I'm very happy to work to support the aesthetic needs of my patients, and I think that that's important, but I'm more of a nuts and bolts doctor, and I like to focus on problems. So right. Problems that sometimes very serious medical problems, cancer, heart disease, ulcerative colitis, but also many of my patients have skin problems, and that is a serious, that can be a serious medical condition. Acne being number one on the hit parade, especially with some of my adolescent patients, but you know, also younger women, younger men, sometimes women at or near the time of menopause start to get a breakout again. So talk to us a little bit about the physiology of acne. What's happening there? Why does acne occur? And what's wrong with our current approach to acne? Because we just bomb people with antibiotics, and you know, that ultimately is a losing proposition, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. Again, you know, treating acne, you really want to sort of be treating the cause, not the symptoms. And that can be quite challenging topically, because obviously there's only so much you can do from the outside, and then there's only so much you can do from the inside. So it is very much sort of a two-prong approach. But, you know, the treating acne is a $3 billion industry here in the United States, and there's approximately 40 to 50 million individuals that actually battle this skin type. And as you said, you know, you can get it as young as being a teenager through, you know, hormonal imbalances. And then there's people later in life that get late onset acne, you know, again, due to hormonal imbalance. There's some people that have sort of a slight disposition to it. And those individuals quite often, you know, it's a very challenging process looking for products that work. And you can sometimes go through 3, 4, 5, 6 different brands before you find something that works. So when we started our research, the one ingredient that we knew that we didn't want to use was benzoyl peroxide, because the visual that I like to give on that particular ingredient is it acts like household bleach. It's doing a fabulous job of wiping out the P. acnes, but it
kills everything. It's like defoliation. So we use the word Agent Orange, and I use the word defoliation. So we both reach for the same image. It's like that's how America lost the war in Vietnam. We decided to carpet bomb the country, and we thought that was going to help us win the war. But ultimately, we denuded it at a vegetation, but lost the war. So that's a good example.
Yeah, and so, you know, you're leaving skin in this very sort of susceptible sort of state where, you know, it's dry, it's unable to protect itself. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're on the right track there.
So there are quite a few doctors who actually recommend that if you have dry skin or sensitive skin, as an example, to try to steer clear of benzoyl peroxide. It's great on oily skin, but again, if you're dry and sensitive, and over 50% of the population, unfortunately, has that particular skin issue, then you need to reconsider the type of ingredients that you're looking at treating your acne with. So we spent about 4 years searching the plant kingdom because we look at, or I should say, attempt to suppress the bad bacteria whilst enhancing the skin-friendly flora. And after 4 years and being driven completely mad, which is fine, that's our jobs, we found that there were three botanical ingredients, and after reading a lot of papers as well and research from around the world, there were three botanicals, one which was ginseng, the second was pine needle, and then the third was this particular species of organic blackcurrant. And again, after further studying, we found
which by the way, is a source of GLA, blackcurrant seed oil, is we give it internally to patients when we want to provide them with essential fatty acids, the omega 6 GLA that's useful for skin moisturization. So it's interesting that in herbal medicine, it also has use as a topical agent.
Yes, yeah, it's really interesting. And what we love about this particular ingredient, Dr. Hoffman, is we actually grow this on our farm, so we can really control that lovely quality and, again, traceability. But we found that ginseng, it has a little bit of prebiotic activity, but at the end of the day, it really wheedled down to the pine needle and the blackcurrant. So we started, testing in vitro and in vivo this particular active ingredient. And what we found is that it is totally effective at 30 seconds. It's 99.9% effective at 30 seconds of suppressing the bad bacteria and enhancing the good.
So selectively getting rid of the bacteria that may be the causative of acne.
Absolutely. So then we added this into a lovely base of organic aloe vera. We added some other active ingredients in there. And we wanted to legally call this an acne treatment serum. So we had to obviously use an ingredient that was on the FDA monograph. And the choices were benzoyl peroxide. Yeah, that was a non-starter.
Yeah.
But we found that wintergreen, so our supply comes from Switzerland, and it's a really pure, unadulterated form of wintergreen, and it's made in a very eco-friendly manner. So it's in there at 1%, and of course that allows us to legally refer to this as an acne treatment serum.
Interesting. Okay, so wintergreen being a mild disinfectant and something that it probably has a sort of a bracing effect on the skin, enhancing circulation.
Yes. So it's a wonderful natural source of salicylic acid, and it has quite potent astringent and anti-inflammatory benefits to it. So it helps to remove, or I should say, control excess sebum and impurities as well. And, it has great anti-aging benefits as well, because one of the things that we wanted to build into this system was, besides treating acne, we wanted to make sure that it included anti-aging benefits too, because if you're sort of, I'm 54 years of age, and I know there's women.
That's incredible. So that, I mean, folks, go to sofidopro.com and look at the picture, the visage of, unless this picture was taken, 20 years ago.
Two years ago.
Okay, because sometimes people do that, But yeah. That's an incredible testament to this type of skincare. Or else you're just naturally endowed with beautiful skin.
There are a lot of people who are blessed with very good genes, but as I say, you can only get away with that for so long, Dr. Hoffman, and then at some point, lifestyle choices, both internally, externally, they really do influence, those good genes. And I've done awful things to my skin when I was younger, but thankfully I've been able to turn that damage around, to something that's more positive now. But I wish I knew then what I knew now.
Absolutely. And so, okay, talk to us a little bit about the function of the pores. And you mentioned sebum. And, there's this weird paradox in acne is that people they describe their skin as dry, oily. On the one hand, it seems oily. But on the other hand, it's sort of dry and lusterless and sometimes cracked and irritated. So what's going on there that there's no happy medium?
No, there really isn't. And oily skin has sort of sub-skin types associated to it. And as you said, you can be sort of oily down the center, very, very oily. And then you have dry skin on the cheeks, You know, and then you have oily skin, which can be dry and vice versa. So it's really understanding and determining, you know, what's going on there. But there is a lot that can be helped internally with the types of foods that we eat, particularly if you have acne. Yeah. You know, and you probably know this already, sort of steering clear from dairy and high protein diets and really sort of favoring more sort of what I would call sort of topical fruits. That's a great choice to have internally. And then, of course, topically using products which are helping to balance the skin's microbiome and the oil as well.
Right. And actually, you know, this is for those who want more information, not just on the Cefytopro products. I just, this week's featured article in the Hoffman Center newsletter is about acne, and I do reference the Cefytopro, but I also reference diet. And we at the Hoffman Center favor, as you said, a dairy-free diet, but sometimes patients have to go further to a what we can call a paleo diet. And this is actually work pioneered by Dr. Lauren Cordain, who's been a guest here on Intelligent Medicine, is known to many of our listeners as the father of the paleo diet. And he actually has an e-book entitled something along the lines of natural treatment of or diet treatment of acne based on the principles of the paleo diet. And he's validated this with a study that showed that patients who undertake this type of diet experience dramatic improvements in their skin. I mean, really, it's not just what you put on your skin is important, but also what you put in your body makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And of course, the health of the skin is so profoundly connected to our internal health. And that's why I think doctors, to me, seem like the most perfect individuals to help their patients with, you know, the type of products that they're selecting, because they have this innate understanding of what's going on internally as well. Whereas, of course, when you go to, you know, skincare stores or department stores, you're not honestly getting that type or that sort of particular level of quality expertise. So I think if a doctor is cleaning up their patient's diet, they're cleaning up their supplements, that they can kind of look at helping their patients to clean up the personal care products and, of course, helping their diet from internally as well.
And sugar being a major culprit, because sugar does a couple of things. One, it raises your blood sugar at the skin level, which bacteria thrive on. So you get a real proliferation of bacteria when you're consuming lots of sugar. But also sugar affects the hormones. And we find that when we put patients on low glycemic index diets, eliminating the sugar and refined carbohydrates, especially women, we can reduce excess androgen production, and especially in women who have conditions like polycystic ovarian syndrome. The key is a lower carb diet and making sure the patient has plenty of fiber. Weight loss itself will actually help to lower excessive production of androgens, which can contribute to skin problems.
Fantastic. So all of this wonderful information is so beneficial, again, to anyone who's looking to really optimize the health of their skin. And we always say that, you know, you do have to look at beauty literally from the inside out, because you can't have one without the other.
Indeed. You mentioned the word prebiotic in relationship to the skin products that you manufacture. I mean, we know about prebiotics because prebiotics are taken internally, sometimes in conjunction with probiotics. Probiotics are the bugs, and prebiotics are the natural foods and fibers that restore balance in the intestinal tract. Is there such a thing as a prebiotic that can be included in a skincare product that helps the right bacteria grow back again on the skin?
Absolutely. And this is what these two particular botanicals are doing. This is what the blackcurrant and the pine needle are doing. They're basically helping the good bacteria to become more resilient. And again, whilst it's suppressing the bad. So it is very much a new concept in the treatment of acne. Although we know prebiotics and probiotics, or the concept of this has been around for a long, long time. But topically, it has the same, you know, benefits as what you would use internally.
So what's our Intelligent Medicine call to action today, Karen, for our listeners? Tell us about the products. You know, I'll mention that they're available via drhoffman.com. Our store has them. But what's it like to apply them? Is it an arduous product? You have to put on some kind of hideous mask at night where your mate isn't going to want to be within 10 feet of you? Is it what is it user friendly?
It's completely user friendly, and we've made it that way because we really do want to try to encourage compliance. And the only way to do that is to make them just very easy to use. This is not a lengthy process standing in front of a mirror when you're so tired at night or you're really busy and you need to dash out of the house in the morning. Three simple steps. A cleanser to use both morning and night. Then the second step is of course in the Pure Daily system, an antioxidant serum. In the Skin Restore system, it's your acne treatment. And then the third step in both kits is a moisturizer. So it's really, really easy. But here's the beauty of these systems. Because we're a sustainable company, the idea is to reduce, not increase. So although there's just say three products in each system, actually 10 products because they're all multitasking. And that's good because you're getting really good, you know, value for money that way.
Well, absolutely. So there's two basic tracks. There's the daily skin care system, right?
Yep, everyday essentials. That's correct.
And the other is the, what is it called again? The one for acne and blemishes.
Yeah, Skin Restore system. And that is acne and blemish treatment with anti-aging benefits in there as well.
Indeed. And, we got to mention this because this is a concern, women and men, but more in this case women, spend exorbitant amounts of money on these products. And then, you know, you see the ads on TV that ask people to shell out hundreds of dollars for, supposed remedies for acne, sometimes with harmful ingredients. Are your prices comparable?
Yeah, there's about a 45 day supply, so a month to a month and a half, depending how much or how little you use. There's at least sort of several products, even though there's only three. And the retail price is in the region of $100 to $114. So it's good, you know, and again, the quality that you're getting, it's all made to EU standards, 90% average of organic ingredients. And of course, we have full transparency and traceability. So if you're someone that really is concerned about, you know, where your ingredients are coming from, this would definitely be the line for you.
Well, absolutely. And, I want to thank you very much for your dedication to this. I know that you're very idealistic about bringing these products to market. It's not easy, and you're bucking the trend towards, commercialization and frankly, adulteration of products, because it's easy to kind of go with the flow, and you've pushed back against that, and your methods are very, very scrupulous and pure. And thank you for bringing these products of excellence that apparently are more readily available in Europe to the United States, but at the present time, available only through physicians.
And thank you very much, Dr. Hoffman. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Once again, give us the website where we can get more information.
It's thephytopro.com.
Okay, thephytopro.com. Thank you very much, Karen Sinclair Drake. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.